Praise Bob.
We're looking deep into the brain of the Bobby now.
Listen to that babble of Bobs in the brain of the Bobby and the
as
tiny
he about his
cranium.
Bob,
well, I rarely
he pulls
do.
On his Bob and he packs his Bob and he.
Now, come on, let's keep it clean here.
He does little movies of his Bob and yeah.
Oh, those are so cute. You can run them again and again.
It's true.
And Bob makes the best pills ever once made.
Yeah, pills.
And you feel wise.
Oh,
your heart feels wise. You're blind, and you know that you're the only one, and the rest of them are wrong, and you're the only one that's right. And that's how you're supposed to feel, because you got the pills of Bob in you. That's right.
Possess these children with the fire of thy holy way. Fill them with the blood of your passion that will enable their weak spirits to move in pursuit of your holy work.
Oh, this is Timothy Leary, reminding you that just as you need slack, Bob needs your help. Send in those pledges and praise Bob.
Then give me the hammer, Bob. The lunatic is in this room. Shine the light in there, Bob. Goodness. Hold the light still, Bob.
What? What's in it for us? Nothing.
You got a head full of brain.
If I had the chance, I could be a dick like Bob.
Gee.
I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Elastic Retreat on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net. Golden 9000. Turn on. Tune in. And visit us on the web at spfradio.yahe.net for schedules, playlists, and more.
Praise Bob.
Accept,
Bob. He knows.
Accept,
Bob. He knows.
Accept.
He knows.
Accept,
Bob.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Huh?
I'm gonna take a dump in every last car you got there. I'm gonna pee on your counter. I'm gonna do it all.
Una secreción vaginal.
Like a Japanese cowboy or a brother on skates, like a blizzard in Georgia or a train running late. I call out your name, girl, in the heat of the night, and nobody answers, 'cause something ain't right. Breakfast at Shawnee's at $2.99. Save me some money, and eased up my mind. I'm walking in circles and feeling the pain. I'm tossing and turning and crying in vain. Like a Japanese cowboy or a brother on skates, like a blizzard in Georgia or a train running late. I call out your name, girl, in the heat of the night, and nobody answers, 'cause something ain't right. Here we go. Riding at midnight and crossing the line, from the rain in my windshield and the tears in my eyes. Now the bedroom is empty and I spent my last dime, and the lovers are leaving, I got nothing but time. I got you on my mind, like a Japanese cowboy or a brother on skates, like a blizzard in Georgia or a train running late. I call out your name, girl, in the heat of the night, and nobody answers, 'cause something ain't right.
Bob replaces the drugs just looking closely at the dots that comprise his face. Eats up so many brain cells that it's just like using the drugs. He is, shall we say, the Chinese finger trap of the mind. That's what Bob is. But most importantly, above all else, Bob is a short-duration personal savior. We're in a world of planned obsolescence, and Bob knows that you're not always going to be in the mindset where you definitely need Bob as your main personal savior. You might have to fall back on Jesus sometimes, or whatever you grew up with, or some porno star that you are enamored of. It's revolving messiahs. You will be one to yourself. In fact, you might be somebody's short-duration personal savior right now and not even know it.
praise the eyes of Bob that look into yours as you look into them. They are looking back and you are looking into them. You are falling into the eyes of Bob and you will never hit the bottom. On and on and on.
I guarantee you're surrounded by Bobs. Bob, 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 Bob. And there's never been a now. Bob will show you how to create now free.
A curse of that one, Bob.
Absolutely free.
Bob,
Bob, Bob, Bob. Call now to get Bob's newest now free. That's 800-747-4689. Why now? Why free? Bob, 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 Bob.
Demons! Bob, you're getting to be a pretty big fella.
You ought to know the medical terms for certain parts of the body.
Oh, here's a match. Your pipe's gone out again.
Well, thanks.
Watson!
Well, Bob, well, I guess that didn't make too much sense.
Golly, dude.
Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
Out its tongue.
me tell you the story of J.R. Hot Dogs. Bread of man and yeti, he walked with the gods. He wore a silly grin and he smoked a stupid pipe. He fought the conspiracy every day of his life. We'll be right back.
and a mess. Empty your brain and love that Bob.
Bob? The message is now part of and registered in your subconscious mind. Every time you say, see, hear, or think,
Bob,
that's your key phrase. It will trigger the entire message without you being aware of it. It will signal your subconscious mind, flashing a message. The subconscious will listen and absorb this message.
Exactly.
Let's look at the word subgenius. It does not simply mean just below a genius. Sub-G intelligence level can range far, far below genius. The sub-genius does not pretend to super-knowledge, but to sub-knowledge. Knowledge of the underthings, the hollow earth from whose darkness issue the Nazi hell creatures and other demons of the abyss. It is in contemplation of the underthings, the underwear lurking just below the clothing of existence, that the sub-genii display what genius they have. The study of this substratum, the foundation garment underlying reality, is the subgenius's strength, for it is from this source that he or she taps the infinite resources of a force that is completely incomprehensible to humans. The force of slack. Slack, what is it? Well, if you have to ask, you will never know. You were born with original slack, an infinite supply of it. But the conspiracy has most of it now. They don't even know what it is, but that hasn't stopped them from stealing it away. How do you think you ended up a slave to their so-called work?
It's the human condition. It's things falling apart. It's fat ladies in double-knit jumpsuits beating their kids in Kroger's.
True slack is by definition indefinable. It is a kind of direct perception, unfettered by common sense. It is not mere laziness. It is rather a kind of active sloth. Slack in its pure form makes happiness seem like agony by comparison. Next to slack, the nirvana known to mystics and saints is like endless torment. Slack is different from each person. One might call it something for nothing. But the normal, the mediocritans, the somnambulacs and pseudo-subslans have tried to make it something which we have been led to believe we must work to buy. It is this yearning for slack that separates us from the normals. The human may live out his entire life in a grinding cycle of slacklessness, his hours consumed by meaningless toil, interspersed with meaningless leisure. Yet he never feels cheated. He thinks it is natural. Perhaps we should pity them, but face it, most people are penal jerks, half-witted cattle racing each other to be first to the slaughterhouse and stampeding you along with them.
Death to the anti-Bob and pink creatures who would defame our temple.
Wouldn't you like revenge on these mediocritans, these pink boys, these box-dwelling Barbies and Kens, these normals who have made normality the norm? Pinks are but living stereotypes, insensate meat puppets and food tubes who lack and fear the spark of originality that ignites every subgenius soul.
You're listening to The Elastic Retreat on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahey.net, :9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahey.net for schedule, playlists, and more. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. Praise Bob.
Behold the movie of the year.
tastes like luck, but feels clear. My job nails forbidden souls until rust becomes a rare and cold.
Thank you. kid.